98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, if you didn't stay up all night to watch the golf, breaking news, Rory McIlroy has won the Masters again.
Go on, Rory McIlroy.
Absolutely incredible. So he's done it 2 years in a row. He's become the first player since Tiger Woods in 2002 to successfully defend the Masters.
Good man, Rory McIlroy.
I saw Shane Lowry shot a hole in one over the weekend.
Go on. That's super impressive.
Isn't it?
Coming from me, who hasn't got a clue about golf.
I went to Pirate's Cove and Gorey in Cortown as a child. And I've never done crazy golf before. And I went with my friend and her dad when I was down in their mobile for the summer.
Yeah.
And I got a hole in one. And I'm telling you, I've never shut up about it ever since. I'm still talking about it now, 30 years later.
I hope the trophy's on the mantelpiece.
Well, this is it. Anyway, fair play to Rory McIlroy. Here he is after the big win.
They have to put up with me at home, and trust me, sometimes that's a tough thing to do. But they have been my biggest supporters, and this has definitely turned into Poppy's favourite week of the year.
Oh,
that's
him chatting about his wife and his daughter, by the way, for a bit of context there.
So, so cute.
Yeah, it's
obviously
amazing.
Obviously, the main thing now is that he has to choose what everyone's eating for dinner next year.
Oh my gosh, again.
You know, forget about winning. It's all about what everyone's going to have.
People were giving out that his menu this year wasn't Irish enough.
Yeah.
So I wonder now, next year, will he be doing a bit of bacon and cabbage?
Coddle.
Yeah.
Coddle to start.
You could do a little bowl of coddle. You ever at a wedding and they give you a small bowl of risotto?
I love a little bowl.
Yeah,
mini everything is delicious.
For next year anyway. Fair play to Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, congratulations. We heard Katie mention this in news, but Titanic, the musical, it's opening on Broadway. It's been on the West End in London for the last couple of years. It is so, so funny.
When I first heard about this musical, I thought that it was made up. I thought it was just someone spoofing and just making up a fake show, but it sounds amazing.
It's one of the silliest things I've ever seen. So the whole story centers around, like, Celine Dion is like the main character, obviously, and it's got Jack and Rose from the movie.
Yes.
And Celine is like trying to find out what really happened on the night of the Titanic, and this like really hairy man plays Rose's mother. It just doesn't make sense, it's so silly.
Rose's mother, because I only watched Titanic again recently. Rose's mother, absolute weapon.
I just don't remember.
No, you wouldn't cross that woman.
Not a penny to their name.
No.
I forgot that the whole thing was that they had no money and they were pretending to be, you know, the upper
classes. That's why she's so desperate for Rose to marry Billy Zane.
Cal.
Yes.
Was it Cal?
Yeah. Billy Zane.
Billy Zane. So Titanic, it's opening on Broadway. In case you're heading over that side of the water anytime soon, it's really silly. And if you're not going that far, if you're heading off to London, it really, really is worth a watch.
I need to go, and later on this morning, we're going to be chatting all about last night's Olivier Awards.
Oh.
I'm not sure if Titanic won anything.
Okay.
But Paddington was the big winner on the night.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
It did really well. I think it took home 7 awards in total. So we'll be chatting about that a little bit later.
Great.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin?
Sandra has been on with a little win. Sandra says, good morning, Brendan and Rebecca. My little win is that I arrived home yesterday from an amazing 15 days holiday in Mexico.
15 days?
Oh, Sandra, I hope you had a ball.
Oh, that is amazing.
Did you go to Coco Bongos?
Oh, lads, no, that is... They do a version of the Moulin Rouge there. They do Lady Marmalade.
My friend's parents went to Mexico for holiday and they somehow ended up in Coco Bongo.
It's like a fever dream. Yeah. It's crazy.
I would be there front and centre.
Yeah.
Enda's also been on. Enda's in Tala this morning and says, my little win is that I got to see my twin brother over the weekend and had a great catch up.
Oh, that's fab. Lovely. Enda, congrats. Here's Zoe.
Hi, my name is Zoe. My little win is that we baked with the leftover Easter eggs. We baked cookies and brownies and I'm so excited to get home from school and eat them. Have a nice day.
Oh, Zoe, delicious. Have a lovely day. Here's Anne.
My little big win is I ran my first 5K in over about 2 or 3 years now and I am so proud of myself. You go, girl.
Aww, you go, girl.
And well done. That's amazing.
Hope all the knees, toes and other joints are all good.
A few Epsom salt in the bath.
Here's Denise.
Good morning. Denise here. My little win was I got a washing out on the line before I went to work. Happy day.
Go on, Denise.
And it's going to be mostly dry today.
Mostly dry. Here's Tanya.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Tanya here. Hope you're both well. my little win is it's back to school today. So back to the routine. Woo woo. The sun is shining. Kids are all going back to school. So it's happy, happy.
Oh,
have
brilliant.
A fantastic week. Oh, and Rick Astley's tomorrow night in the Tree Arena. Woo.
Never gonna give you up.
I hope he performs that like three times throughout the night.
I hope he rickrolls everyone. Here's Sarah.
Morning, guys. My little win is that I got all the holiday washing done over the weekend, so I don't have to worry about it now. So happy about that.
Brilliant stuff, Sarah. Here's Dermot.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday. My little win this morning. The motorways are clear. Woo! Getting into work early, actually.
I'd say a lot of people are sharing that little win with you, Dermot. Dave's been on.
Just to let you know, we built here for my second pedicure on the 5th of May. And I'm looking forward to being relaxed.
Yeehaw! Go on, Dave.
Guys, there's nothing like getting your hooves done.
Dave, will you do a clear polish at the end? Send us a picture of the hooves once they're done.
Oh, good for you, Dave.
And here's Evie.
Hi, I'm Evie, and my little win is that I'm turning 10 today. Aww. Finally, double digits!
Evie, woo-hoo! Happy double digit birthday. Thank you so much for sharing all of your little wins.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new prize.
Lots of sequins.
And a touch of chaos.
98 FM.
Why, hello there. Welcome to the most glamorous game on the radio, Matchy Matchy, where just three words stand between you and incroyable prizes. Oh, bon. If you say the same three words as myself or Brendan, you'll be getting your hands on all of these.
Win a brand new 10-foot trampoline.
An air fryer with 100 euro worth of meat.
A matchy matchy curly blow dry.
Ooh. A garden strimmer.
And they're super squishy.
Yes, win a Nido prize pack.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
Incredible.
A Nido prize pack.
Nido. There is a Nido up for grabs in matchy matchy. Good morning to Kelsey, who's listening this morning. Kelsey, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Kelsey, how was the Easter break?
Yeah, it was grand. It was busy. But we're all ready to go back to school now this morning.
Very good.
How is everyone feeling about back to school, Kelsey?
Yeah, how are you feeling about back to school, Grayson? Good.
Good.
At what age is Grayson?
He's four.
Oh, good morning, good. Grayson.
Did you do much over the weekend, Kelsey?
We did a bit over the Easter, so we kind of kept it quiet the weekend.
Lovely.
Yes, preparing for back to school, etc, etc. Kelsey, what prize now do you have your eye on this morning?
Well, Grayson would have his eye on the trampoline, definitely.
Ooh, oh, yes.
Very good.
Very good.
Some incredible prizes to be won, Kelsey. We're hoping for a matchy-matchy this morning. Who would you like to play with?
Grayson wants to go with Brendan.
Okay, I'm brilliant off stuff. To the soundproof booth.
Brendan, enjoy that this morning now. A lovely trip to the soundproof booth on a Monday morning. Okay, guys, let's try and get a matchy-matchy. Your first word this morning, star.
Star. Oh God, I'm going blank.
I know, when you're on the spot, it's different, isn't it?
Oh my God. Star, Grayson, starlight. Light.
We have starlight.
Yeah, starlight.
Okay, second word, wash.
Oh, there. Well, I'm going blank. Wash machine.
So, wash machine. And your third word, yellow.
I'm going to go with Yellowstone.
A great show. Okay, we have starlight, wash machine, and Yellowstone. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning?
Oh, no, but go for it.
Oh, we're locking them in. We're going for it. Okay, brilliant stuff. We are going to welcome Brendan back from the soundproof booth now. Oh, you look like you had a lovely time in there this morning.
Just a pair of sunglasses in there. It's obviously hoping for a good day.
This is it, Brendan. Okay,
here we go.
Your first word this Monday morning in Matchy Matchy, star.
Star. Star. Star light.
Your second word, Brendan. Wash.
Wash. Wash up.
And your third word, yellow.
Yellow. Submarine.
Very catchy song. Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Kelsey and Grayson? Not. You did both say Starlight, though.
Did we?
Yeah.
I was really struggling with Star. I didn't know what to say after it.
What would I have said first? Oh, Star Sign.
Star Sign, liking. Of course.
The guys then said Wash Machine and Yellowstone.
Very good. Very good.
Great answers, but it wasn't to be. Guys, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you out a goodie bag.
Thanks, Kelsey. Thanks. Have a great day at school, Grayson.
Bye.
If you would like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow morning, WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about the new girl dinner.
Yeah, I am. That's on the way. First up, though, this morning, the kids back to school today. And I'm sure if you have them, you're thrilled not to have to come up with ways to keep them entertained.
Oh, I
now.
Say so.
Yeah, back into school. I'm also fairly sure that you're probably busy with work, jobs around the house, and generally just being an adult.
Non-stop.
It's all
it
go.
Never ends. The washing never
ends. There's always a job to be done. But if you do happen to be looking for new ways to fill your days, I might have some inspiration for you this morning. This is the story of a man who got so bored after he retired that he started creating supersized models of everyday household items.
So like a big spatula?
Basically, yeah.
Really?
So his name is Steve Wainwright. And I love the way spatula was the first thing you went for.
I love a spatula.
What's your favourite kitchen utensil? Is it a spatula?
Probably.
I love a tongs.
Do you?
They're so handy because for years I didn't have one and you'd always burn your fingers. Well, I would.
I feel like I'd only use a tong on a barbecue.
I use a bit of halloumi. In the kitchen all the time.
Gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve Wainwright took early retirement back in 2020 and he soon got fed up of cooking and cleaning. He said there was only so much cleaning he could do. So he took himself off to his shed where he decided to build replicas of everyday items that were 10 times the size of what you would normally use. So he has a background in electronics and engineering. So I guess that fed into it.
Yeah.
So far, he's made a giant pencil, a giant clothes peg, a giant cassette tape, and a giant plug.
I mean, he could hold an exhibition for all these bits.
Well, they are going on display at some local fete sometime soon.
I'm sure there's a world record in this as well, Brendan.
I'm sure there is. He's made some of them useful. So he's turned a giant measuring tape into a coffee table.
Ah, right.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And he turned the big plug into a cupboard so that you can open the plug and keep things in it.
Okay.
His oversized objects are made from wood, metal and plastic, and he spent about $2,500 on them so far.
It's a very art attack for adults.
Isn't it? He says they take about 2 weeks to make each one. Some of them have been sold to the local people through word of mouth.
Yeah.
But he says he just wants to keep making creations as a hobby.
I mean, if you're ever looking for a new cupboard that looks like a plug, there's your man.
Get on to Steve Wainwright. He says the one item that people are most fascinated by is the 5 foot long HB2 pencil. Remember when you used to go back to school and you had to get the specific HB2?
Because some of them are very light then.
Lighter and thicker. Finally this morning, we've all heard of girl dinner. The meal you throw together with whatever mismatching picky bits are in the fridge. Have you heard of boy kibble?
No. Boy kibble?
Boy kibble. Boy kibble is a new trend, which is effectively the lads' version of girl dinner.
Right.
But rather than being whatever you find and throw it together, even if it doesn't really go together, it's a bit more specific.
Okay.
Boy kibble is apparently specifically made up of ground beef, rice, and a bit of avocado. That's boy kibble. So the brown lumpy concoction is praised by gym bros as an easy, cheap way to get the carbs, protein and fibre into you.
Yeah, the avocado.
A registered dietitian's been talking to one of the papers about this, dietitian and nutritionist, and says it is essentially old school bodybuilding nutrition repackaged for TikTok.
Would you eat that, Brendan?
Ground beef, rice and a bit of avocado.
Hashtag boy kibble.
Boy kibble can be reasonably nutritious when it balances protein, fat, carbs and fiber. And apparently peak boy kibble is when you lash hot sauce all over the top of it.
Love a bit
that
of hot sauce.
That sounds quite nice.
I got a sriracha mayo recently.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Certain brands are nicer than others. There's one there that I got and I wasn't into it.
Okay.
But yeah, I love a bit of hot sauce.
I'll be putting that all over your boy kibble the next time I cook for you.
I'll be having boy kibble for dinner tonight. That is Brendan's bit.
Thanks, Brent. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Now, we want to have a chat this morning about the time that you pulled a sickie and you got caught. Dun, dun, dun. A new survey has revealed that 8 in 10 Gen Zers have called in sick to work because they were tired.
Oh, no.
I mean, like...
Yeah, why not?
Two-thirds of the under-30s group, they did so multiple times a year. And apparently this is all because of bed rot days.
Oh, yeah.
Or rot days, I should say, on TikTok, which is a trend that involves watching TV in bed, but not sleeping.
Yeah, okay.
So then you're wrecked afterwards. Now, I pulled a sickie one time in school.
Yeah.
I think I was in maybe fourth or fifth year. Uh-huh. Wasn't in sixth year now when I was doing my studies.
Very important, yes.
And I remember telling my mum that I was like, I'm not feeling the Mae West.
Yeah.
But I ended up just watching Grey's Anatomy in bed.
True.
So I was actually rotting before the
before
Gen Zers, before the TikTok.
Yeah.
I didn't get caught, but sure, I've told everyone about it now.
That's it.
And I've never pulled a sickie during my 10 plus years in 98FM.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Brendan, no. Have you ever pulled a sickie and got caught?
I did. I pulled a sickie and get caught. Not that I can remember. Oh, I do remember actually. Again, it was in school. I was in the choir. I joined the choir because it got me out of double mats. That's when choir practice was.
And you have a lovely voice.
And a lovely, thank you so much. So we all had agreed in the choir. We had sang for that year's graduation mass and everyone in the choir made a plan to go home and tell our parents that we were given the day off school because we'd sung the night before.
Tut, tut.
But they joined the dots. The school went, everyone from the choir is not in. What's going on? So they phoned home to all. It didn't go down
very
well.
Very bold, Brendan.
Yeah.
Very bold.
But there's
indeed.
A really good story from a friend of mine. She pulled a sickie at her job because she wanted to go to Ladies' Day at the races. And she went to Ladies' Day at the races and had such an amazing time that she ended up on the front page of the newspaper the next day in her fab outfit and big hat.
Obviously, the outfit was a look.
It was a knockout. And so she got caught because she was on the front of the newspaper at Ladies' Day at the races when she was supposed to be at work.
Oh my gosh.
Or in her sickbed. Yeah, so caught rotten. We'd love to know this morning, have you pulled a sickie and been caught out?
Yeah, were you stung rapping?
Yeah, maybe you had gone away on holidays even and taken the week off. We'd love to hear about the time you got caught pulling a sickie, or maybe you're a boss or a business owner and you're the one who did the catching. We'd love to hear the goss this morning. We can keep you anonymous if that's what you want.
Yes.
If you send us a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98. 98FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. This morning we're having a chat about the time that you pulled a sickie in work and you got caught. Brendan's friend went to Ladies' Day and her outfit was so gorgeous that she ended up on the front page of the paper.
Yeah. Her boss went, did you have a good day at the races yesterday, did you? you've been sending us in your voice notes. Here's Catherine.
I went on the Mitch from school with me and my friends and I got knocked down by the school inspector. The school inspector had to bring me home, so I was caught. I had a broken foot.
No! What are the chances of that happening?
Oh, gosh.
Adam says, in sixth year, myself and two of the lads went on the hop. We went for a round of par 3 golf, took a spin around the mountains in the car and went to see Identity Thief in the cinema.
Oh, that's a great day out.
Well, he said it would have been if I didn't leave the cinema ticket in my uniform pocket. Caught rapid.
Oh, dear.
Sonia's been on.
Me and my twin sister thought it would be funny to tag my big sister Ian at Dublin Airport with a status saying, nice little break, surprise break from the husband. And she had rang in sick that day. And we just sat there laughing and laughing for ages. And then she twigged on what we were after doing.
Oh. That's the Facebook statuses. Yeah. They'd be appearing everywhere.
Yeah, the things we used to put on Facebook. And here's Pamela.
I never got caught, but I'm one of these people that if you pull a sickie, you will get sick. Mocking is catching. That's what my mother used to always say. Mocking is catching. So if you ring in, oh, I can't go in. My big left toe was on fire with shingles I can't melt. And then you just can't go. because then you're just going to get him. You're just going to get him.
Mocking is catching.
Never heard that
Pamela.
Before.
Mocking is catching. I think Pamela's eating her breakfast while she's sending us a voice
Go
note
on,
as
Pamela,
well.
Thanks.
Pamela, love that. Pamela, Sonia, Catherine, thank you so much for sharing your sickie stories. You're all getting some IMC cinema passes so you can go on the hop and go and watch
go
the movies.
Go cinema.
But unlike Adam, don't leave the ticket in your pocket.
No.
Somebody might find it.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.